www.harunyahya.com. The events in Fallujah show that Muslims must unite at once. Muslims continue to live amid troubles and difficulties in Iraq, as in many other parts of the world. One recently published study contains information that is highly significant in terms of revealing the scale of what is going on in Iraq. That report reveals how uranium was used in Fallujah in 2004 without making any distinction for civilians. The report, published in the Independent newspaper, was produced by an 11-member team from the University of Ulster following the rise in child deaths and cancer levels since 2005. The report contains the following information. The survey was carried out by a team of 11 researchers in January and February this year, who visited 711 houses in Fallujah. A questionnaire was filled in by householders giving details of cancers, birth outcomes, and infant mortality. The report showed fourfold increase in cancer among the general population and 12-fold increase among the children below 14. Dr. Chris Busby said it is difficult to pin down the exact cause of the cancers and birth defects. He added that to produce an effect like this, some very major mutagenic exposure must have occurred in 2004 when the Fallujah attacks happened. Dr. Busby says that while he cannot identify the type of armaments used by the Marines, the extent of genetic damage suffered by inhabitants suggests the use of uranium in some form. Researchers found a 38-fold increase in leukemia, a 10-fold increase in female breast cancer, and significant increases in lymphoma and brain tumors in adults. At Hiroshima, survivors showed a 17-fold increase in leukemia. But in Fallujah, Dr. Busby says what is striking is not only the greater prevalence of cancer, but the speed with which it was affecting people. There is no doubt that this is just one small example of what is happening in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Palestine, Burma, Patani, and many other places. Muslims have been oppressed and pressurized just about everywhere for the last 100 years or so. Reports of Muslims being martyred or persecuted somewhere in the world come in just about every day, and these reports once again show how essential it is for the Islamic world to act in unison. Wake up, world. The destruction in Fallujah is worse than Hiroshima. Here is the terrifying toll. It has been determined that baby deaths, the births of handicapped children, and cases of cancer and leukemia in the Iraqi city of Fallujah, bombed by the US with chemical weapons in 2004, have left even Hiroshima and Nagasaki, both struck by atom bombs, behind. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, has provided great detail about the situations Muslims may confront in the end times we are living in now, and has also given Muslims advice about what to do when that happens. Some of the information our Prophet, peace be upon him, provides is that Muslims will be divided and fragmented in the end times, when the system of the Dajjal will be very active, that some will be made captive while others are oppressed by tyrannical rulers, that corruption will arise time and time again, that it will flare up in one place as it does down in another, and that innocent people, including civilians, women, children, and the elderly, will be ruthlessly slaughtered. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, has also said what needs to be done when each situations are encountered. He imparted the glad tidings that Allah will free the Islamic world and all mankind from the scourges of the system of the Dajjal in the end times by sending Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. According to the hadiths and statements by Islamic scholars, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will start his work as of Hijri 1400, and will wage an intellectual struggle that will totally silence the weapons of the system of the Dajjal, Darwinism and materialism. He will unite the fragmented Islamic world and will be instrumental in the moral values of Islam coming to rule the world. Aware that we are now living in the age of the system of the Mahdi, what Muslims must do is to seek and strive to find this holy individual whom Allah has made his instrument in the salvation of Islam, pray to be one of his followers, and endeavor to contribute to his great service by being one of his vanguard. One of the most important things that our Muslim brothers who are wondering how they can contribute to Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam great struggle can do is to improve the brotherhood among Muslims, strengthen their love and friendship, and work for the unity of the Islamic world. In the Quran, Allah commands the Muslims to be united. He says that if they are not united, they will lose their spiritual power and be crushed and defeated. Those who are kafir are the friends and protectors of one another. If you do not act in this way, there will be turmoil in the land and great corruption. Surat Al-Anfal 73. What Muslims must therefore do as a matter of urgency in this most intense period of the end times, when all the ranks of the system of the Dajjal are oppressing the Muslims in union, is to unite. For the corruption in the world to come to an end, believers must obviously be one another's friends, allied together and act in unity and unison. The Turkish Islamic world must demand that unity. Someone who does not demand unity is asking for division, and dividing is no use to the Turkish Islamic world. Muslims' strength and power and interests all lie in being united.